Nevin, good morning.
Good morning, Marty. How are you today?
Good morning, my friend. I'm very well. I don't know if you're... Yesterday, we had a lovely caller on the programme and she was in touch and she sent me a lovely gift, you see. And the gift was a number of cards. She's Cara Luna Designs. And one of them is... They're drawings, right? And one of them is a drawing of me waving at you.
Marty, I saw them and I have to say I love that woman because I look so slim, so young. I absolutely cannot thank her enough.
And I look like your older brother. Go away without you.
It was fantastic. I saw your tweet, didn't I? I said, isn't that
isn't
so
it
sweet?
Gorgeous.
What a talent.
It's
what
a great talent. Idea, is it? Lockdown greetings, yourself and myself.
Doesn't it show you the talent that there is out there, you know?
Fantastic, yeah. And we should get a load of them.
And the variety of wonderful people listening to you, my friend.
Well, it is. It's nice. It was a lovely thing and I was thrilled with it.
So was I.
And I'll have to stick that up now and pretend you sent it to me or something. But it's great. Or send it to you. I'll send it to you. But anyway, listen, good morning, my friend. And that's a lovely thing. And indeed, everything you do is lovely.
Well, we try.
So what are we doing today?
So with Christmas, I mean, I'd say Christmas, you don't mind.
Yes,
do
sir. No.
Okay,
no,
we have to have something to look forward to. So I was going to do the Christmas cake and Auntie Maureen's plum pudding.
Lovely.
And just before I do, I had a lovely experience last week I want to share with you and the listeners. I'd done my first Zoom cook-along and I had to make an Irish tea bread. And what I did, it was for the Irish Embassy in Denmark, in Sweden and in Estonia. So there was about 60 people cooking along. We'd done that. We'd done this very simple curry, which I've shared with you and your listeners. And then we'd done sizzling prawns. But the star of the show was the actual lovely fruitcake. And What have really, really made me realise how important traditions are and how important these are people who work, they're Irish people, by the way, working for the embassies in this country. I've never done it before, by the way, the Zoom cook-along. And it was just wonderful and it just gives them a little flavour of home. So it made me realise, OK, next week I'm going to do the Christmas cake with Marty and the plum pudding because we need something to look forward to and just to maybe enjoy and respect our traditions and don't forget about them. Isn't that true?
No, absolutely. So will you be doing this on a regular basis?
Well, it was I've never done it before,
right,
to be true, for which I was a wee bit nervous at the Wi-Fi in the studio where I do my little online videos.
Yes.
But it worked brilliant. I melted on the phone. Connor, my son, was in helping me. And it was just a lot of fun. And they were just the sweetest people. But they miss Ireland and they would love to maybe do something again at Christmas, they said to me. So it was just lovely. And I thought, okay, let's just try and keep the traditions going. Because
Sounds great. We
forget, you know, as bad as things are, we're in Ireland, we're at home, we're together. And that's important.
That is important. Mm. That is important. And looking out for each other.
Yeah, that's it.
And,
that's
wearing,
it.
Wearing your mask.
I'm wearing
so,
your mask.
Now, what have you
Christmas
got?
Christmas cake. So, okay.
Yes, sir.
So, this will make an 8-inch tin and it makes one. So, this is a Christmas cake. Listen, these recipes are both for my Auntie Maureen. We spoke about her many times.
She's a wonder.
She's a retired home economics teacher living in Ballymahan. So, preheat your oven at 160 and it's an 8-inch loose kind of cake bottom tin. That's what you're using. Just line it with bacon nonstick paper called parchment paper. Okay, so I want you to sieve your flour, so plain flour, and then into that then you're going to put a little bit of cinnamon and nutmeg, so you have all that nicely done. Now your fruits, so we're going to talk about for the two recipes. There's a lovely producer or Irish company that we buy our fruits of in Black Lion in for the restaurant and the bacon at home, and it's called Country Choice. Peter Ward, he's based in Nina, and he has quality beautiful fruits, and he'll you can buy them online, and he'll serve, you know, he'll post them anywhere in Ireland. So just for your listeners, 18 ounces of dried fruits such as sultanas, raisins, currants, mixed peel and ready to eat dried apricots, or you can use prunes. I use the apricots, to be honest with you. So that's your dried fruits. And then what you've got to do then is you've got to cream. Okay, so cream in 6 ounces of regular salted butter with some light brown sugar. So this is a light Christmas cake. So 6 ounces of each. So 6 ounces of butter, have it room temperature, into your little electric mixer. Just let it beat for a minute or two. And then what you're going to do is slowly add in your eggs. So 4 eggs, which are beaten. When you add one egg, if you add a spoonful of flour, it just stops from separating and splitting. But don't be worrying about that. It'll still all come together lovely so well.
Of course.
So you have all your spices in that. You add in your egg. You add in your lovely sieved flour, cinnamon, nutmeg. They're your lovely spices. And then you gently just fold in your fruit. Into that, we're going to put the grated rind and juice of one lemon. And then some toasted flaked almonds into that.
Yeah.
And that's it, Marty. That's your Christmas cake that goes into the oven at 160. This will make an 8-inch loose bottom tin. You can do it into a 2-pound loaf tin. You'd probably get, you know, one large one or maybe 3 1-pound loaf tins, if you know what I mean. And then what you do, literally, you bake that, Marty, for about 2 hours until the skewer comes out clean. And then you leave it to kind of like sit in the tin, and then you pour on some of the lovely alcohol, 2 to 4 tablespoons of whiskey or brandy, or maybe both if you want to. So it's up to you. And that will actually kind of like absorb that, and you feed the cake. So every maybe week, if you add a little bit of whiskey or brandy, you're going to get the most delicious moist cake in that, and it's gorgeous. Now remember, if it's brown a little bit too much, what you do is you cover it with a little bit of tin foil. So don't panic, every oven is different, so just be aware of that. So if the oven you find is a little bit too hot, you can reduce it down to 150. So when that's cold, then what you do is you wrap it in parchment paper and tin foil, keep it in an airtight container, and feed it as said to you. And listen, I don't know if you're a fan of the marzipan.
I love marzipan. Yeah. The great thing about this is you won't have to have a drink with it, because the thing will be soaked. It's lovely.
That's the idea. Yeah. And you know what? It's lovely because it keeps the cake really moist and plumps up those lovely fruits. So golden marzipan, put that on top, and then ready to roll fondant ice. And you can get that in all the supermarkets now.
Yes,
you can make your traditional kind of like royal ice, which is a little bit more work. But it depends. Like, that cake on its own is lovely to eat, because not everyone likes marzipan. Not everyone likes icing.
No, that's true.
Whereas if you do all of the above, it's very easy, and it will keep. And it will actually keep really, really well. So we'll just decorate it then with a little ribbon kind of coming up to Christmas, and then just give it out as a little gift. You can quarter it. It's something I remember I when I was very young, a young chef, I made about maybe 20 Christmas cakes. Honestly, it put me off for life, to be truthful. That is the truth.
Yeah, yeah.
So my Auntie Maureen, bless her, she still makes a Christmas cake, a small one for me and Imelda and the family, and then we give it out to our guests the last Sunday before Christmas. So that's the Christmas cake taken care of. Your recipes obviously will be on your website for your listeners, so don't worry about that. Let's talk about the plum pudding, because I'm a big fan. Give me the plum pudding over the cake any day.
Every time, and we agree. We both like the same.
Okay.
We both like the same Christmas pudding. We both like the dark one.
Yes.
We both like the dark one.
So this is a wee bit different because, I'll go through the ingredients. This will make 2 by 2 pint puddings. I hope that makes sense for your listeners. So they're the little plastic, or we use the little foil puddings, and we can steam them. But I'll go through all the ingredients again, the quality of your fruit. Now this one, we always kind of soak the fruit, which is really, really important the night before. Actually, you can soak the mixture the night before, should I say, and then what you do is put it into your lovely pudding basins. So I'll go through this. You don't need a mixer for this. So we have 6 ounces of breadcrumbs, 2 ounces of plain flour. They're kind of your dry ingredients. And into that, roughly about half a teaspoonful of mixed spice, not the aftershave, that's the old spice, mixed spice. Half a teaspoonful of ground cloves. I know that wouldn't go well, and I've never tried it.
No.
Half a teaspoonful of ground cloves and quarter of a teaspoonful of nutmeg. So they're the first of your spices that go into all your dry ingredients. Put that into a big bowl. Now, we're going to put in 8 ounces of sultanas, and then into that 6 ounces of raisins, 2 ounces of currants, and then about 2 ounces of candied mixed peel.
If you're not able to get all that, lads, don't worry. We'll have it up on the
Don't worry about that. I'm just giving you...
So people don't panic.
Exactly.
Yes, exactly.
And you mix that all together. So 2 ounces of candied peel, some blanched almonds. That means the skin is removed in that. Now, we're going to melt 6 ounces of butter. We're going to stir that through with the breadcrumbs, with the plain flour. This all goes into the mixture. Now, into this, which is a little bit different, half a small carrot grated, so like you're grating cheese. Half an apple peel cored and grated. You can even keep the skin on. Don't worry about that, but do remove the core. And then you need, this is important, the finely grated rind and juice of 1 lemon. That's really, really important. And then to bind it all together, 2 eggs, lightly beaten, 1/2 pint of stout, and then you mix everything together and you let that sit in the bowl covered with cling film or a tea towel, as my mother and auntie used to do, and you leave it overnight. That's really important. So just what happens overnight, Marty, is that the fruit absorbs and the flour and the breadcrumbs and all absorb that lovely stout and all the flavours.
That's such a memory I have of with the cloth over it.
The Van Nuys.
No, it's a real Christmas memory.
You'll never forget that.
Not at all, no.
So then what we do with the fruit mixture, then you're going to fill two of the 2-pint greased pudding bowls. The plastic ones are absolutely perfect. And then what you do is you cover with double greaseproof paper. I use parchment paper. And then you tie it with string. So put the lid on it, cover it with the parchment paper, tie it with string. Now, how we bake this is a wee bit different. So in the restaurant, we steam it. We have a commercial steamer, so that's fine. But at home, we actually bake it in what we call a bain-marie. So preheat your oven to 150. Get a good large roasting tin, a deep one that will fit the two pudding basins. Half fill it with boiling water. And literally, you steam it for 6 to 8 hours in the oven. It says here you can steam the usual way for about 6 hours. So until it's completely cooked through. So you get the skewer. I should have said that for the cake.
You get
the skewer into the centre of the cake and the pudding. And when it comes out kind of dry, but no kind of rawness, raw mixture, it's cooked. So remember that. The pudding takes a lot longer.
But you must go to the middle, though.
Exactly. Good man. Yeah, you're right, because that takes, obviously, the core temperature. Very good point. So with the pudding, Marty, I would have them made now in the next week or two, the longer you make them. Same at these. That's why I said, listen, you know, we're starting into November. Let's get these done and dusted, and we're kind of full steam ahead for the Christmas bake.
That's right.
Now, it can be stored in a dry, cool place in some greaseproof paper. It says in the recipe just for up to 2 months. Honestly, I have mine from last year in the fridge.
Oh, yeah.
And you can freeze it. It keeps and it matures. How you store it is really important. And then all you do, the way I heat it up, just to tell you this, I know it's Christmas a long time away, but it doesn't have to be Christmas Day to enjoy plum pudding. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I slice it into little wedges. I literally cover it with cling film on a plate, pop it into the microwave for about maybe 1, maybe 2 minutes max. And then I serve that with some rum custard, whipped cream, and oh my God.
It's gorgeous.
Oh, you'd cry.
Well, I don't know how I've ever had room for it after the Christmas dinner, but I've always made room for it. I love it to bits.
I'm so like you.
Oh, it's fabulous. I like,
and we talk about alternative desserts coming up to Christmas, me and you, you know, the Christmas fair and the rest. Yeah. But like, I love it all through the Christmas, the New Year, and even after Christmas. It's one of those things that I just think this recipe is tried and tested. I've tasted a lot of different and delicious Christmas puddings, let me tell you that. But Auntie Maureen, she comes up top.
Oh, no, it's wonderful.
When I make the Christmas pudding, the Christmas pudding, I always think of you, because people often ask me, you know, did you ever make any mistakes in TV? I said, yes, I've made many of them. But one of the first ones I ever made was making the Christmas pudding on Open House with yourself and the wonderful Mary Kennedy. Yeah. So I was making the Christmas pudding and we had it all mixed. And what did I forget to put in? But the breadcrumbs. Good man, Nevin. And I'm afraid you rescued me, because the whole thing, you know, it was live TV. I had the whole thing mixed and I said, this is wrong. It's too sloppy. My Auntie Maureen was roaring at the TV. I couldn't hear her. You rescued me. You came over to me and said, listen, empty it out. We'll add in the crumbs. People used to slag me off. So don't forget the breadcrumbs. We've all made the steaks. We learned from it.
How the hell I remember that?
You were brilliant. You always are.
Well, listen, just a reminder, but that's a great memory. Auntie Maureen's Christmas pudding, well, the plum pudding, and the Christmas cake. And I know we're doing it now, but look, it's right. It's right to be doing it. And it'll be good for people's heads, too.
There's something about that. And like, if people don't get time and think, oh, God, I'd love to make my own, but I don't want to. There's lots of great producers that you can buy Christmas pudding and cake of, and Irish producers, again, that's made in Ireland. So don't beat yourself over, but I would love you to try any of your listeners, either one or the other or both.
Absolutely. And Auntie Maureen's Christmas pudding is to die for. Listen, you're a dote. Keep well, and I shall talk to you shortly, Nevin, all right?
Talk to you next week, my friend.
God bless you, my friend.
You look after yourself. Bye-bye.
God bless.
Thank you.
Take care.